Gotta be cool, relax, get hit, get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitchhike, take a long ride on my motorbike. Till I'm ready,
ready,
raise a little thing all the way.
Welcome to Anything and Everything on WMFO in Medford. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips, and we are here on this fine Thursday listening to our semester theme song 9 to 5, Dolly Parton. Played every show. It's pretty good.
Yeah, well, we did get a little bit of a late start, but you know what?
That's a little bit because I plugged in the wrong cord today.
He did plug in the wrong
cord.
And
because apparently line out looks exactly the same and fits into the port and everything else looks the same.
Well, that's what happens when you let students on the radio.
Yeah.
Things tend to go badly.
Especially as our tagline says, two idiots.
Two idiots. Two idiots. Conversation and music with two idiots is our tagline.
That's what you're going to get today. And we're excited for it because, you know, we only have like two more shows left in the semester.
Maybe two or three. So
exactly.
We hope you enjoy. Sit back, relax, enjoy the music, and we're sorry for all the talking that we're going to do.
Sets off an unsuspecting herd, and as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance, good dance, man. He never had a chance, and no one even knew it was really only you. And now you steal away, take him out today. Nice work you did. You're gonna go fuck it with a thousand. So play it out, I'm wide awake. It's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, but dance, man. I never had a chance, and no one even
That was You're Gonna Go Far, Kid by The Offspring.
And incidentally, the name of that song is something that my parents have never said to me.
Listeners, just so you know, he practiced that line during the song.
I thought of it during the song.
Which is absurd, I hope you all realize.
Whenever you think that it's all witty rapport, it's all planned. We have writers.
We have writers. There are 16 other people in the studio right now cranking out jokes.
And there's a big, big monitor behind each of us right now for the other person. It just has a line that we read.
Can you imagine if we had that budget?
That would be the highest production quality of all time. You know, we've actually talked a lot about how nice it would be if we had a producer.
Because we would just banter. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all we would do.
Here's the thing. We like running the board, obviously.
Especially when we first got started.
Yeah. But so at the beginning of the show, it was like, hey, like, should I take the board today? Or like, I'll take it today.
I got it last week. So you can have the pleasure of it this week.
Yeah. And now it's like, hey, you have to take it. I did it the last 2 weeks. You have to do it.
Well, I will just to give you a sense of what it means to take the board. At 1:44 in the morning, I can't believe I'm still up. You're running the board, lol.
Yep. Yeah.
From DJ Slips.
Yeah, so the board is fun, but would you say, you know, it's also fun to just sit here and talk.
No, it is great fun to sit here and talk. But speaking, let's combine the music and the talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do we have next, Sam?
Well, we're going to play a song from Grease, and here's my thing. I've never seen Grease. I've not seen the musical. The movie. None. Nothing. Nada. And so I kind of want to see it, but the question is, do I see the musical? Do I see the movie? Do I listen to the music from the movie? Do I listen to the music from the musical? Because here's my dilemma. Generally, I think original is always better, right?
At the Harry Potter series.
But in almost everything. You know what I mean? Like, I really like Lion King, the musical, but I like listening to the movie soundtrack more.
All right, I see what you're
doing. You
know what I mean? I see what you're saying.
So, it's with stuff like that, I feel like original is typically always better, especially with Harry Potter.
We are very passionate about Harry Potter.
Yeah, so what do you think I should do?
You should watch the movie.
Okay.
The movie's iconic.
That's the thing, it's iconic.
You know, it's akin to Lord of the Rings. Yes.
Whoa.
You should read the books, because the books are fantastic, and there's so much in the books that's not in the movies. The movies are still incredible, and they are semi-faithful. They're decently faithful adaptations of the book. So, I say see the movie.
All right, decided.
Decided, and...
Movie first.
Let's get some Grease music. This is You're the One That I Want.
Shape up, 'cause Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie. Cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
So come on, ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. So come on, ride.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be,
yeah. If it's meant to be,
it'll be,
it'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be,
that was Meant to Be by, how do you pronounce that name?
I have no idea. I actually don't even know. I only know the song by the cover photo.
Babe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. And then before that was You're the One That I Want by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, it's Florida Georgia Line.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Florida Georgia Lime.
Why?
I don't know. It makes more sense.
From Florida and some of them are from Georgia.
That I didn't know at
and
all.
There's a line that separates the two states.
I didn't think about that even a little bit.
Wow.
I really just thought it was Florida Georgia Lime. If you listen to their songs, it makes sense that that is what they would be called.
I don't follow that logic in the slightest.
It's just very like classic, you know, back of my pickup truck music. So Florida Georgia Lime.
We don't have time to get into that.
You know, I feel like it makes sense.
Well, but we do have time to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, what's the date?
Well, I hope my watch is right. Oh, wow, this is really awkward because it's at 15 right now, and it's covering my date.
Mine is the
so incentive. I can't see.
Well, I will tell you, it is November the 29th.
Wow, you know, that's really close to
December the 1st. But
exactly.
More importantly, that's not the important date in my mind.
I know.
And we have compromised on this time and time again.
So in the past, in many years, many moons ago, we have discussed whether or not you should play Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
How I would describe my position is I will unashamedly play Christmas music myself. Mm-hmm. I will not make other people listen to it before Thanksgiving.
So I'm a staunch opposer of playing this Christmas music before Thanksgiving, and therefore have banned it from the show until now. I now can no longer stop this from happening, and therefore give DJ Rizzle King full control, and also he's on the board.
I'm also on the board, and I just kind of decided that we were doing this.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time this year, on Anything and Everything, Christmas music.
This is Christmas is Coming from a Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds getting friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, shining so your nose won't freeze. And the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world's your snowball just for a song, so get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In the winter, it's a marshmallow world. How it grows, that's how it goes whenever it snows. The world's your snowball just for a song, so get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In the winter, it's a marshmallow world. In the winter, it's a marshmallow world.
as it still plays underneath us, this is Little Drummer Boy by Pentatonix. Before that was It's a Marshmallow World by Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, wow.
Very good singer.
Wow.
And before that was Christmas is Coming by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. So we have one more Christmas song for today, one more holiday song.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel as much like a holiday song always.
I feel viscerally wrong about doing what we're about to do. I hope our listeners realize that. And if you agree with me, give us a call at 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636.
Yeah, we'd love to hear what you think about this next one, because, you know, I think it's a great song. And it's Christmassy. And here's the best part. When do you ever get to play Busta Rhymes on the radio? He's explicit. You can't play it, especially right now. This allows us to play Busta Rhymes.
I listened to this the other day. Someone played it as we were studying.
Yeah. It's like probably the best song of all time.
I gagged in my mouth.
It's probably like the best song I've ever heard in my entire life.
This is, all right. Coming up next is against every fiber of my being.
I don't know the artist though. It's like Justin Bieber.
It's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
is Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber. See what you think about these two versions.
You know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now. People everywhere and all our Twitter followers, Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
Wow.
Whew. All right.
Wow.
Oh, I hated every second of that.
That was amazing.
Especially
I'm so energized.
Sam jumped around the studio for a little while.
What a song that is. And now it is 9:31.
It's exactly on time, 9:31.
Exactly.
Almost 32.
Well, it's exactly 1 minute late, and we are ready for That About Sums It Up. DJ Rizzle King, what about sums it up for you, including Thanksgiving?
Including Thanksgiving?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we do both?
All right.
Let's do a Thanksgiving one and a and a since Thanksgiving one.
Okay.
I'm going to go for my Thanksgiving one.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is mostly for my grandmother who's listening.
Shout out.
People tend to get injured on Thanksgiving morning. Like, there's a lot of people slicing their fingers.
Oh, okay.
My uncle, very, you know, careful, cautious person, he knows what he's doing. He accidentally cut his finger. So we had to, and he lives a little off the beaten path, shall we say. The nearest hospital is about a half an hour away. So he cut his finger, needed stitches. I took him to the hospital with my father. This hospital has the nickname Bucket of Blood.
Ooh.
Because you generally leave with blood on your person.
How does that even work?
For example, another one of my uncles, it gave him an IV, and it started to leak.
Uh-oh, that's not good. That's bad.
So
that's very bad.
So that about sums up my Thanksgiving break. Since then, this ties into my 9:45 predicament also. I am rather low on clothing.
Ooh.
So today, I wanted to wear my boots.
Okay.
Because I always wear my boots. Mm-hmm. They kind of are a hallmark of my personality.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any mid-calf socks left.
Uh-oh.
All I had was one kind of tall pair of Christmas socks that, you know, went up high enough to cover the boots. But they're paper thin.
And you don't want to wear... Yeah, paper thin in boots is tough.
So I put a pair of ankle socks over them.
Oh!
I was that committed to my boots.
Oh, my gosh.
And that about sums it up.
Oh, my gosh. Ankle socks over Christmas socks?
That about sums it up, because that has everything. That has...
Oh.
I have to wear my boots.
Oh,
I haven't done laundry.
God.
I'm wearing Christmas socks.
I'm speaking into my mic from the bottom, because I'm just lying down. Oh, I'm just so defeated by that sentence. Wow.
All right, Sam, what do you got?
All right, for my Thanksgiving, that about sums it up. I was tasked with the sweet potatoes.
Tasked you with food?
I was tasked. Well, kind of. I was tasked to put the marshmallows on, and I put them on, and then I was like, put them in the oven on broil, okay? And someone was like, put them on the middle shelf, and then, I don't know, I was about to put them on, someone walked by, and I was like, no, put them in the top shelf, and I don't know what I was doing, so I put it on the top shelf in the thing.
In the middle shelf.
And I'm squatting, because I'm trying to, like, look into the oven, and I'm looking, and I'm like, wow, it's browning, and then, I don't know if you know this, but marshmallows apparently can spontaneously combust into flames, so... I'm looking in the oven, and there's just flame everywhere. Just, the marshmallows are on fire. Not like they burned. They're literally on fire. So everybody's screaming, like, screaming all over the place. It's going crazy. My dad runs in with the fire extinguisher. My uncle's like, don't, you're going to ruin the sweet potatoes. Close the oven. It's crazy. So... that about sums it up for Thanksgiving.
Is that why you wanted to do one for Thanksgiving?
Yes, yeah. But it worked out because I just scraped off the
flame?
No. Well, okay, so what we did was I had to take it out and we kind of let it die down. Then we scraped off the burnt thing and we rebrowned it. It was good. It was delicious, but oh my gosh. Crazy. I didn't even know that you could just make fire like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That might be one of our best That About Sums It Ups ever.
Yeah.
All right, then, follow that up with your with
yeah,
another one.
Yeah, I know. So my That About Sums It Up is that we got an email this morning that said there was a water main break.
Yes, we did.
And I was really worried that there wasn't going to be hot water. So what I did was, I was just resigned to the fact that I was going to take a cold shower this morning. I was like, I'm just going to take it. I'm ready. So I get in there, I turn it on, and for some reason, we have hot water. I was shocked. But I didn't think it was going to be for long. So I turned it on, I jumped in the shower. I'm washing my body because I knew I had to prioritize my body and my shampoo. So I'm like flying through, like I'm going as fast as I can, trying to wash my body and hair. And then the water didn't run out. So
no.
So Because it's actually a positive that
because we got an email in it, and we thought it wasn't. It was going to affect our dorms, but it does not.
But that's actually a positive that about sums it up. Because, you know, this week, you know, I thought it was going to be worse than it was. You know, I thought I was going to have a cold water week. But in fact, I had a pretty good week.
Good.
Yeah.
That was a solid that about sums
it up. Yeah, we've done well today.
All right. Well, before we get going with some more music, and we are gonna switch it up. There's no more Christmas music on the docket. No. Let's just get a little PSA in.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
That is just a reminder that our annual donations drive is going on. We love, as Tufts students, but also community members and everybody else who can enjoy the programming, not our programming, other people's programming. We really rely on donations and your support so that we can keep this studio freeform with nothing but a PSA every hour.
Mm-hmm. Please. We really like to do it. It's fun.
It's really fun.
It's really quite fun.
And we hope you enjoy it too. So if you are...
Don't take this away from me.
It's all he has left.
It's all I have left.
So if you are...
I sleep here at night.
If you are enjoying what you hear...
Even if you enjoy half of what you hear.
Even if you actively don't enjoy hearing us on the radio, donate so that they can actually get better DJs.
Exactly. So, we'll be awaiting your donation. I'm not going to leave the studio until I get your donation, is what I'm saying.
Wow, there's no shower in here.
Nope. I'm that dedicated to the station.
All right. Well, let's keep going with some music because we have a 9:45 deadline to hit, which we usually miss.
We'll miss it, but... But let's do it anyway.
Let's change it up. Did you see a movie...
Recent movie?
Called Bohemian Rhapsody.
I have not, but I have been dying to see it. Have you seen it?
I have seen it. I went to the Boston premiere.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I saw Widows over the break instead of Bohemian Rhapsody. It was fine.
You should have seen Bohemian Rhapsody.
I wanted to see Bohemian,
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Rhapsody
is a fine movie,
But the music.
But the music is great.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be. You go for the music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I heard that they did a incredible recreation of Live Aid or something like that.
Like what?
Do you know what Live Aid is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that it was spot on.
It was pretty good. But, because we're in the mood, here's some Queen. Some Killer Queen.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. An appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China would dine to gauge her mind. Then again, incidentally, she was that way. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Oh.
And it is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants. And we're actually on time. This is kind of crazy. I don't think we've ever been on
time. I forgot to
cue
up the song.
That's okay.
I had to reach over.
I did the reach over. It was pretty cool, actually. It was kind of fun.
It was good. Good
teamwork.
Improv.
It was good teamwork. You know, this is why we show together. I guess I will start as the one not on the board. I'm the proud wearer of real pants today.
Wow.
And a sweater.
It's a very nice sweater.
Thank you. It's that kind that kind of like rolls up around the... It's weird. I can't explain
it. If you would like to see what we're wearing, we will be posting it to the Facebook page finally because we actually have time after the show today to
exactly.
do so.
Oh, man. We did. Okay, we'll talk about that later. What are you wearing, DJ Rizzle King?
Okay, so... I am in sweatpants and a loose shirt and my plaid jacket and my boots. However, I am not having a sweatpants day, and I will explain.
Wow.
I will explain. I got my hair cut yesterday.
Yeah, it looks good.
I shaved this morning. Like, it's a huge day for me because I haven't shaved in 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
However, actually, it's been maybe 2 weeks. I don't have... any clothing left,
clothes.
Per se. and by that, I mean it may or may not potentially could sort of be all dirty.
That's okay. You know, and I'll say this. You're not even wearing the classy sweatpants.
See, because those
are wearing the sweatpants. You're wearing the sweatpants that sweatpants put on when they come home.
Yes.
Like, They're the original sweatpants.
They are my high school lacrosse sweatpants.
Oh, boy. Also, just a quick shout out to my cousins who I think listen, and over the break they were enthused by the sweatpants real pants. So,
wow,
I know.
Well, we also owe a shout out
to David and Matthew.
We owe a shout out to Jordan, who we did not give a shout out to last
week. That's true. Jordan, as always, paint right over whatever you're doing. Big X on that canvas right there.
What do you put
watercolors on?
Paper.
Big X on that paper, but it's like fancy paper. It's like fancier paper.
Sam and I are a very accomplished visual artists, yes. If you couldn't tell.
Yeah, we do a lot of visual art.
We like some
audio art. This is what we call it, audio art time. As I was saying, the thing we were going to talk about is that we have time because, and I wanted to make this My That About Sums It Up, but I then forgot.
Yes,
you know, Thomas and I, or DJ Rizzle King, rather, I don't want to give away your identity too much.
Because we haven't done that before.
DJ Rizzle King and I, we share a class. It's a biology class, and we don't like it at all.
We like the content, we just don't like the class. Sam doesn't like the content.
I don't know how I feel. I'm just indifferent.
I am studying biomedical engineering, so I kind of have to like the content.
Yeah, you kind of got
to
like that one. So, we're in the class together, and usually after this, we go and we go get breakfast quickly, and then we're late to class. But this week, wait,
you have to step back.
Uh-huh.
We've stopped going to class because we've discovered that you can get the credit for going to class because you can answer the questions on your phone.
I missed one class to study for a test.
Oh, I've missed three.
That's okay.
In a row, Sam.
Ah, okay. Well, it doesn't matter. There's only one test left. Who cares?
But all the lectures are recorded.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, the nice thing is we don't have class today, which means we're going to take a leisurely breakfast, and I'm going to get three breakfast sandwiches today.
No.
Yes.
Actually, I could go for that.
I'm going to tap into that jumbo cash, and I will be getting three breakfast sandwiches.
That's huge.
And that about sums it up. Today is a three breakfast sandwich day. Confetti explodes in the background.
You couldn't see it, but confetti exploded behind Sam.
It exploded. It's all over the studio.
Our 16 writers were furiously working to set that up.
They're like, oh my gosh, not again. You overuse the confetti cannon every week. Oh, that's why we have writers. And the thing is that they don't know about the confetti cannon.
They're all a foot and a half tall.
Exactly.
And they're just running around,
just trying, putting it in bags, stuffing it back in the confetti cannon so we can use it next week. Because here at Anything and Everything, we reuse our confetti. We care about the environment.
All right, let's get back to some Queen. How do you feel about how do
what,
feel?
What kind of queen? Some fat bottom girl queen?
It worked better the first time.
Queen. Here's fat bottom girls
here's
by
some,
Queen.
Here's some remastered in 2011 Queen.
Well, then it's got to be good.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh. Good from bad, but I knew life before I
Wow.
That was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Now there was a minute in there where the drum solo came in, and Thomas and I just paused what we were doing and looked at each other and went, that was awesome.
Yeah, you sometimes forget, because when you think of Queen, you think of Freddie Mercury, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you forget how good
it was,
everyone
sweet.
Else is, too.
Yeah, now, I also wanted to talk about, you know, there are a lot of songs that have, like, a big pause, and, like, they completely cut out. And it sounds awesome, except when you're hosting a radio show. And then songs that do that are, like, the most terrifying thing of all time.
It is very scary.
Because you think that you just ruined the broadcast and that you just totally messed up. And then Freddie Mercury comes back in with a bang and saves you, per usual.
All right, well, we have one more song and then our closer.
I
changed it from what Sam said because I'm realizing we don't have enough time for the song Sam suggested, sadly.
Oh, so then I have no idea what we're playing?
No, and I am breaking a promise, actually.
Oh, you're playing more Christmas music?
I am.
Oh, wow.
It's time.
I've been stabbed in the back.
You have. This is Good to Be Bad.
So bad, so bad, good to be. So bad, so bad, good to be. So bad, so bad, well, it feels so
good to be bad.
Good to be bad.
Good to be bad.
I've been thinking about this year a lot. Whether I've been a good girl or not. Santa promise you won't get mad. Sometimes it feels so good to be bad.
So
I miss my curfew by an hour late.
Ooh,
I fed the dog the veggies off my plate.
Ooh,
tried my best to obey mom and dad.
Ooh,
sometimes it feels so good
to
be
bad.
That was more Christmas music. That was Good to Be Bad by Pentatonix.
Pentatonix. Wow. You know, you're a big fan of the Pentatonix Christmas music.
It is good. It is very good. Mostly because we have one of my favorite features about my house at home,
which I do not have here. Wow.
Is a Sonos.
Ooh.
Which is, for those of you who don't know, it's a speaker system that you can put in your ceilings and various portable things, and it plays throughout your house. And my family's rather into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have...
Rather. One could say.
We have a couple hundred nutcrackers, the upwards of 60. That's not that many. Like 45 nativity sets.
That's a lot of sets of nativity.
Two trees.
That's a lot of ways to recreate one thing.
I think we have enough ornaments to fill 5 7-foot trees.
That is
easily
crazy.
Easily.
I don't even have enough trees to fill 1 7-foot ornament. Anyways,
successfully derailed me, listeners.
Your family's rather into Christmas.
So we always have stuff, Christmas music playing over the Sonos when we're home. And there's a volume of material from Pentatonix from Christmas music.
It's just quality?
It's quality. That was, like, you know, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. I also enjoy a cappella. But the thing I do not enjoy, listeners, sadly, is saying goodbye to you at the end of our show every week.
I do not enjoy it even a little bit. I enjoy it because it's fun to do what we're about to do, but I don't like saying goodbye to you listeners, or as beginning of Radio Sam might say,
Viewers.
I used to say viewers all
every
the time.
Every single week.
We're like, well, our viewers out there. That'd be weird if we had viewers. That'd be terrifying. That'd be even just people were looking through
Sam,
that window.
Sam, who do we have in the studio with us?
Oh, our 16 writers. Of course, they're our viewers.
All right.
How are you doing over there? How's the confetti going?
Well, they're actually getting ready to play this next thing live in the studio.
Oh, good. I'm glad that we tasked them with learning instruments, too.
All right. And without further ado.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Today is the 29th of November.
November!
It's November!
I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Have this you noticed that we always whisper at this part? Because it gets really quiet and then we get really weird when we whisper like this.
And it is this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Have a great day and we will see you next week.
Goodbye.